Mobile.
486, good morning, Shane.
I hope you are well this morning. And for ZLK.
I bet let you get away from the house for a minute. From the honey-do list.
Yeah, and for her. So, oh, it's fine. I kind of painted more than she asked me to. I just kept going.
Sorry about that. I was trying to hook something up right quick.
Just put a new antenna on this right before I left, and I was thinking, uh-oh, something happened.
Nothing happened yet.
Anyway, I just kept painting because we're going to have to do it eventually anyway, or the plans are to do it anyway. She just wanted one particular room painted, and I just kept going to the next one and a little bit of the next one, so I just, that was fine. I mean, it was raining some of the days, and I just, but while I had it out, I felt like doing it.
Now, you might as well. You're right there, and you got the time, so might as well get it done. Pretty uneventful this week. It was just kind of a slow week, but not a bad week.
Are you home or are you out somewhere?
Just outside and getting ready to leave to go work on a tool truck.
I was helping Connor run some coax on his pickup truck a couple weekends ago, or last weekend. And he purchased an antenna, but I don't know if he messed up or if they shipped in the wrong one, but the coil was too large. It resonated down on about 120 megahertz. SWR was awful on 2 meters. So I took my antenna off of this truck and put it on his to check it out, make sure it wasn't the coax, and got almost a perfect SWR reading. And then I checked it on mine, my original antenna, and I knew it was a little high, but it was a lot worse than I thought. I don't know what happened, but so I went ahead and ordered a new antenna too and put it on, and it's a little stiffer. It's a Comet, and it also has that spring where you can lay it down, but it resonates really well across the whole band, so I hope I like it. I hope I don't hit anything with it, because if I do, it's going to break something.
Little ring in the center of it?
Separate the whips out? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know, right around the middle of it, there's a, like a planet orbit around it.
In fact, when I got it, it came yesterday, and I didn't realize it was the antenna because I knew it was long, 57 inches. I thought the box was going to be longer than that, but it actually breaks down into two pieces. That's what that little part in the center is.
That's what I'm running on the tool truck and the excursion is a Comet 2x4.
It's like SB25 or something. Supposed to have a pretty good gain on it, so we'll see. But it is stiff. So, you know, I'd hit low tree branches or something with my other one, but it was such a thin whip that it really didn't do any damage to it. This one doesn't bend as much.
That's what I gotta watch out for also.
We are reading a whole lot better than my other one, so I'll probably just see if Connor wants to borrow this one until he gets another antenna in, the one I took off, because it resonated perfectly on his truck.
If you need one, I've got one here at the house. I've probably got the exact one you got, or the SB.
Right now, so we'll see. I'm good until I knock it off the roof, I guess.
Do you want more thing to pay attention to while you're driving?
I don't hit anything. It's only, you know, if I go off somebody's driveway or off onto a dirt road or something where I might tap it, or coming up my driveway, there's a couple of small thin branches I'll hit, but generally out on the main road I don't, unless there's a power line down or a telephone line down.
That's kind of the same with me. I don't have to worry about it too much, but I got it on the left-hand mirror of the tool truck, so it's away from the edge of the road where the trees are at.
I got on 2 meters this week. I got up early, and I'll do a little bit of listening to CW or make a few contacts, but then I've been working all day. I've been listening, but some, had my HT out with me and just kind of listening, but haven't really got on.
Me, you got stuff to do. That's what you need to be doing.
Don't you think I was ignoring you?
Ignoring me? I knew you were.
Patrick, N4ZLK.
Hang on just a minute, Shane. I'm gonna be out inside just a second.
3K5WLL.
Was that okay? He said he had to do something real quick.
How you doing this morning, Shane?
I'm running an errand. I'll probably be in the truck for a little while. I gotta go all the way to Fountain Inn.
I was just getting ready to get out of the truck. I heard y'all talking, so, but I jumped into the other. Y'all have a good day. We'll talk to y'all later. Okay, 5WLL.
Thanks for the call. You have a good day, too. N4ZLK.
Okay.
I'm headed over to pick up a refrigerator. Somebody Beth knows has a brand new one that he's just kind of, he has a lot of rental houses. And, he offered it, and Beth liked it, and I'm going over to get it. So now we got to swap out some stuff in the refrigerator today.
A good refrigerator for free or less to no cost is a good thing.
Just, the time to go in to get it. So, and it's brand new, so I don't know how long he's had it, but it's never been used, so that's kind of nice.
I'm mobile now, so if you hadn't noticed.
On your tool truck today?
Inside of the box, rearranging, straightening up. Just hadn't done it in a few weeks, and it really needs it.
With on the engine or something?
Took it down yesterday and had the generator... had a complete service done on it, and they took it apart, cleaned everything out, fixed a couple small coolant leak, and adjusted the valves on it, made sure it was putting out like it was supposed to, and adjusted it. So I spent all day pretty much down there doing that.
Work.
Anthony over at Palmetto RV is who done mine. He's one of my customers.
Okay, I was just curious. I didn't even think about an RV place. Make a left turn into some heavy traffic.
South Fishtrap Road, but he's getting ready to move.
I doubled. I was just going to say, give me a minute. I got to try to turn into left into some traffic.
South Fishtrap Road, but he's getting ready to move out 153 there somewhere.
Trying to make a left-hand turn here. There should be a light. Because the traffic is so heavy now, from one two-lane onto another two-lane, and their plan apparently is to put a traffic circle. But traffic gets so heavy here, I feel like the traffic circle is going to be backed up because it's still a two-lane road.
They're putting them everywhere up here in Brevard, and they're not really helping anything. In high traffic areas, they don't help move traffic any faster than a red light did. Good morning, Miss Bernice. KO4HKX.
And Shane, it's nice to see the sun coming out, guys.
Especially with the storms and everything that were down in Mississippi.
Morning, Bernice. Yes, it is. I didn't realize it was going to rain today. I got up early this morning and was laying on the couch. And all of a sudden heard the rain hit. It kind of surprised me because I thought it was going to mess up my... Hi, Tom.
We're doing just great. Went to Aldi's before it got all filled up like it is now, and then over to Wally World and made it out of the most dangerous place in the world, Walmart parking lot. Yeah, it was forecast thunderstorms. That was the same system that hit Mississippi and the tornadoes and that, but it was supposed to be less, and boy, it was far less, thankfully. Well, we didn't get hardly any rain out of it, and that's a good thing, and it's 63 degrees out here now, Patrick.
5 up here, so hot.
Yeah, as well.
afternoon, which it's out in the sun, it's at 86 degrees. So I kind of expected thunderstorms to be a little on the severe side, but we're blessed down here with the weather. We went out and did a lot of yard work yesterday. Bernice was pulling weeds and that, and I was hauling them to the back of the yard. And I installed a new tuner in my radio station. I haven't been on the air on CW for 3 or 4 days. I probably lost the neck, huh, Shane? It's in 0 TR.
No, it's kind of like riding a bicycle, isn't it? That's funny. I've been trying to keep up with it. At least one contact a day. Some of them are short. I make 2 or 3. Had a nice conversation with a guy out in Houston yesterday. That was yesterday morning on 30 meters. About 30 minutes, but you know how that is. When you're moving kind of slow, about 10 to 12 words a minute, it takes a while. You don't really say a lot in 30 minutes.
You're more than I am right now, so you're doing better than I am.
You're doing great because a 15-minute or so at about 28 words a minute, it just wears me out. I got into a pileup one night with Russians and Europeans, and I was the DX, and I'm not a contester, and it just got too many too quick, just one after another. So I went QRT just to get out of it. But that's great. I don't know what wears me out. Probably my pea-sized brain. But when you're doing conversational stuff, you're doing great.
I'm nervous on those, but I try to pick my conversations. I don't know how I'm doing that, but I'll hear somebody call, or I'll call. I don't call as much as I listen around for somebody else, but I did work Hawaii on CW. Now, it was a Parks on the Air contact, but still. And the night before, I actually tuned up the sideband and heard the guy down in Seneca. He's been on this repeater. I heard him a couple weeks ago, KG4MUK, I think is his call. He was talking to a Hawaii station, and both of them were just perfectly clear. And I was waiting with the microphone to try to talk to the guy in Hawaii, but they were going out to dinner. He said he was going to go silent after that conversation. But I did get Hawaii on CW the next morning, so kind of happy for that because I don't hear him very often.
I'm just listening right now.
Yes, you are. Yeah, KH6 out there is, I won't say extra common, but pretty common. And I hear them quite a bit, actually. And the band's been a lot better lately. I worked a guy in Rwanda the other night on CW, but Africa is not too unusual from here. Now, from Kansas, it was a bummer, but from here, you got one last skip in there or two, and it's always nice to work there or out into the Indian Ocean. Gets really sketchy, Shane, but when the bands are right, you can probably work them on 5 watts or 100 watts, and I've been limited to 100 watts here lately, and I did just fine. I worked at 9 Hotel the other day over there on 100 watts, and it's all I had for 19 years, so I can't complain.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
Yeah, Tom, that's all I've got is 100 watts. And I'm pretty sure the Alaska station on CW was on 20 meters. I could be wrong. It was really light, but he was in there. I could copy him just fine. He copied me just fine. But on the sideband, I don't think it was 20 meters the night before, but I can't remember what it was. Anyway, go ahead, Rusty, N4ZLK.
Good morning, Shane and Tom and whoever else is in here. Top of the morning to all of you. Well, I'll tell you what, we got one of the guys that's in one of my radio clubs, the Century Club Nets, that I get on a lot and I've been a member of for many years. He's on his way to Alaska now. In fact, I worked him on Four Corners the other night on both 40 and 70. Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah. And he's working his way across the country and up that way, and he's going to end up in Alaska here in another week or so. And he's been working across country, you know, available on those CW, on those nets, sideband nets on 40 and 75 for the Century Club in the evening. But I've worked Alaska and Hawaii both on 75 at one time and also on 40 at one time. So it's been interesting, you know. Go ahead, Tom, I guess you're next.
Good morning, Rusty. This is Gerald TR Mobile. Yeah, Alaska's on there fairly frequently, but not as, I don't know, Hawaii's about as frequent, I guess, as Alaska. But I always like to work those guys up in places like Yellowknife and stuff like that, and the Boonie places. Alaska's a big, big, big state. But there are, I imagine, a few amateur radio operators up there due to the fact that they need it in emergency situations. But always nice to reach out like that. And I don't care if they're on sideband or CW. But, yeah, Shane, 30 meters is a real good band for guys that like direct to some. Or above 14.025 on 20 meters is real good. And 20 meters is probably one of the easiest bands in the world to work reliably. And the sunspots are slowly coming up, but not quite as fast as I thought they would be. But it's a lot better than it has been in 4ZLK and 0TR.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I spend most of my time on 20 meters just because it seems to be so active. Except in the morning, 40 meters is more for me. And, of course, I can't go down. I'm not an extra class yet. That'll be my next project. So I stay up in the mid-range of the CW band there or whatever CW portion. Most of my rag to contacts, it seemed like, have been on 30 meters. And Rusty, I worked Alaska. My very first Morse code contact ever was right after I got my novice ticket back in 1990, I think. And, you know, I just learned the five words a minute. It was on 15 meters at my father-in-law's house, and I'm pretty sure I have a QSL card from him or got one, but I have no idea where it is, and I didn't write it down because I didn't have a station at the time, and goodness, I wish I had that card, though. That was my very first ever contact, and I'd like to contact Alaska again at some point. Go ahead, Rusty, N4ZLK.
I worked both Alaska and Hawaii on 75 meters on voice, and that's what it took to get my WAS, and I've done it on 40 since then. But I did that with 100 watts and a wire. And, of course, I had to work Alaska at about 2-something in the morning, and I worked Hawaii at about 3-something in the morning on the late nets on those two nights. So it was always interesting to do that and get out there and pick those up. And when I got to Hawaii that morning, I was kind of thrilled to be able to get that on sideband. At that time, it was only 100 watts and a wire. Like I said, it worked fine, and that was on 75. Like I said, since then, I've worked both on 40 meters at one time or another on sideband. But like I said, this guy here, he's traveling. He's making his way up the east west coast now. He's gone across country. he makes he's got a call sign that's from Alaska. He's a KL7 station and a KL7JR. And he gets on our nets, and he, like I said, he's traveling out there. He's got his motor home, and he and his wife are traveling, and they're making the trip up that way. And he's got antennas he puts up when he gets in the campgrounds, and he's got to try to be on 20 meters this afternoon. I don't know whether we're going to get a 20 meter net in due to the contest this weekend, but I guess the guy that's due to call it will try, so we'll see what happens there. And all, but yeah, it's always fun to work those like that when you get a chance to, Shane. Go ahead, Tom, W2T, stationary.
Shenzhou TR Mobile. Yeah, when you say four corners, that really surprised me one time, because I always thought the four corners was Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, and Oklahoma, because that's where I was from. And I had to go to the Navajo Indian Irrigation Project to work on some valves to see that they were set up and set right, and large cone valves, 42-inch ones, I think. And I gets out there, and they kept saying four corners, and that was down there at Farmington, New Mexico. When the good Lord made that, he had to have a place for the armpit, and I think that was it. After working there, it was bad out in the middle of nowhere and sand and wind. But it was interesting, though. But it was the four corners also, Rusty, so I thought that's where you meant there. It was in New Mexico, all right, but I don't think that was bordered there by Utah, but I can't tell you without looking. Go ahead, Jane.
Never been to either one of those, Tom or Rusty, but I know where the one Rusty's talking about is. Rusty, your friend KL7JR, do you know if he's doing any POTA parks on the air while he's going out that way?
I do some, because he has done some in the past, you might listen for him. We had another guy who was out there, that's been out there on the road for a while, and he went cross-country, and he worked a lot of parks, but he's been doing a bunch of the national parks, and he's planning to be up in some of the Canadian national parks here starting this week sometime when he gets up. He's headed up that way and coming back across country, because he lives up in the northeast. This guy lives here in South Carolina. And he might do some of the parks. I haven't been listening for him, but I can email him and see if he can get a response from him, and I can let you know over on that. How about that?
Necessary. It just, when you said that, I felt like I had seen one, somebody who was, I thought he was an Alaska call, but he wasn't in Alaska. He was somewhere out west or midwest or something. And I'm just curious if that was him. I can't remember the call, but it seemed like it was a 2x2 like that. I know there was another one I looked up. He had an Alaska call, but he said, I spend my time between Hawaii and Alaska. So I don't know if he has a boat goes back and forth that way or what, but that was an interesting, that'd be an interesting way to live too. I wouldn't mind that.
These cards I ever got, Shane and Rusty, was from Bora Bora, and I still got it. It's beautiful. And this guy was on a yacht, obviously, in the middle of a lagoon out there in Bora Bora, and the water looks like what you'd see in a swimming pool. It was turquoise, and in fact, it looked like Wake Island and Midway and places like that when I was there. And his card said something about, had a little poem, and it ended with, "This place is only for the few." But Bora Bora, I guess, is one of the remote places on Earth, according to him. But it was sure a beautiful card he sent out. Anyways, guys, we have arrived home. It's been my pleasure, and enjoyed the visit. Patrick, if you're still there, same to you. And Rusty to pick it up, W2T and 0TR. 73s, guys.
Sir Tom, you have a good one. Patrick, hello to you, too. I didn't even know you were in there. You were in there. Go ahead, Shane.
Have a good day, you and Miss Bernice. Good to talk to you. Yeah, I think I got a text from Patrick saying he was down in the black hole now. He couldn't get back in, but he might still be listening. Go ahead, Rusty. N4ZLK.
I was supposed to be working. My church is one of the sponsors of this morning, but when I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning, I was miserable. And finally, about 10 o'clock, I was able to get up and get moving and all, but don't know what hit me, but something hit me last night. I couldn't sleep very much and was kind of miserable this morning, but I'm feeling better as the day goes on. And seeing that sunshine now starting to come out, that's going to be nice. It's supposed to get up around 80 degrees in the low 80s today, so that's going to be nice. And everything. So what you up to today, Shane?
I'm out running an errand. I've got a... picking up a refrigerator. There we go. That's what I was trying to say. A friend of ours, friends of my wife, one of our customers has a brand new refrigerator, and he was just kind of paring down his warehouse and wanted to know if we wanted it or if we knew of anybody, and my wife looked at it and she liked it, so that's where I'm going to get.
Well, that's good. That'll give you something to do is in moving that. Those are heavy things, refrigerators, particularly when you're moving them. So, and I'll be careful out there. You don't strain yourself. And also, anyway, well, good for you. It gives you something to do on a Saturday morning.
But I could think of a lot better things I'd like to do on a Saturday morning. But I've been painting all week, so this is a nice break from that. But yeah, I've got a set of hand trucks, those appliance moving hand trucks. So that makes a big difference. Instead of trying to just handle it with nothing else or two people trying to carry it, it really helps out.
You've done that, so you know, it keeps you out of, get you out and about for the day. And of course, the fact that it's quit raining now makes it a little bit nicer about moving it. But if you tried to do it earlier this morning, it was raining and you'd have gotten wet.
Kind of waited till later. I actually didn't know it was going to rain today. I wasn't really paying attention. I woke up this morning and heard it. So I delayed the time that I was going out there when I saw it was going to pass through pretty quickly.
Yep. And also, you know, it's one of those things you got to do it sometime or other. So better you than me. My back wouldn't let me move things like that. So. Oh, well, you know, it is a thing to do this morning, so good that you're able to get up and get around and get things done, you know?
You can do it, but yeah, definitely wanted the hand truck aid there. Don't want to try to do this by myself anymore or without anything. I'm a little past that age where I can do it without damaging myself permanently. Or where I just don't feel like it. I'm just trying to work a little smarter now.
I know what you mean, having to do that. So it gets you going there and moving along. So anyway, well, good luck out there. Let me go back. I got a couple of things I got to do and then decide what I'm going to do for lunch here in a little while. I think I may order me something in. I can get some free delivery on some food from the one of the restaurants over here in town this weekend, so I may try that instead of going out to get something. I just don't feel like getting out and getting on the road. You take it easy out there, and we will talk to you later. And all. N4ZLK, W2T, 73s for now.
Have a good day. Good to hear you. Enjoy the sunshine if you do get out. W2T, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, W4DJW.
N4ZLK.
Morning, Shane. Were your ears burning yesterday? I had Jimmy on the phone yesterday, and we were talking. I don't know how your name came up, and I told him you drove for UPS. He told me he retired from UPS. So I thought I told him I'd let you know that you guys have something more in common than a like for 6 meters.
Yeah, I guess you know I talked to him on the phone for a little while. I just no clue. I have to find out where he worked. I guess it was probably up in Virginia.
I suppose, but I heard you on there. Just wanted to let you know that other than just a liking for sporadic E on 6 meters. You also used to work for the he used to work for the same company you work for. Anyway, I won't keep you. I just want to let you know that. N4ZLK, W4DJW.
And yeah, I have no experience with 6 meters, so it's just another option. I know sporadic E is what I've always heard, but I've never experienced it. So, and then when he put the repeater up, I thought, well, I'd like to at least try to see if I can get into that and do what I need to do. So I'm looking forward to it. Talk to you later, Dave. Thanks for letting me know. W4DJW, N4ZLK.